Well, I'm talking up my ass here. I got no idea what's going on. I haven't played a video game since 1984.
You played one like the other day. I watched you.
No.
Okay.
Shit! Who was that?
Welcome to Sitsuck, everybody. This is Kendrick. I'm here to have a good time.
Not a long time.
I'm Joe.
Kevin is going to talk about his favorite restaurant in the whole world.
Yes. I'm Kevin,
Golden Europe,
by the way.
Oh.
Kevin, yeah, it's a
speak.
A restaurant over on Wadsworth, I think. Or 285 or 287, whatever that road is over there.
It's Wadsworth up there still.
And it's a European restaurant. And they have like all kinds of authentic German foods, and I was talking about Spätzle and I'm opening the menu just to give you some more ideas.
Nice. I don't know what Spätzle is.
Spätzle
is
it's a type of noodle dumpling thing where you basically take a cheese grater and you take the dough and you grate it over boiling water, and then the little lumpy Cheeto looking shapes fall into the water and boil into this shape, and that's the noodle dumpling thing you eat.
Yeah. Well, I want to eat that.
Yeah, schnitzel.
Yeah,
they have
it's
schnitzel.
It's fucking delicious.
They have all the different schnitzels. They have
every kind of fucking schnitzel,
sausage,
goddamn it.
Bratwurst, veal, pork, whatever. German beers.
Veal.
It's a really good restaurant. And usually back when we went back in the day, the owner, he was always out talking to people, like telling stories about when he didn't live in the United States, what have you.
I've been meaning to get up there for the last, sit-sock recording length.
I don't know if they've changed hands or anything. I know they closed over a summer to like redo the restaurant on the inside, but yeah, they're still open.
Capital.
So definitely go over.
We gotta check that place out. Not a sponsor. Kyle.
Yeah.
You were about to go on a thing.
Oh yeah, I just we're at the time period in our lives and technology that we've seen amazing things happen. Like we've seen fucking people controlling prosthetic limbs with their minds. We've seen people engineering Legos to do things that full-on machines used to not be able to do. And for some fucking goddamn piece of shit reason, gaming studios are not doing ubiquitous technology to have cloud saving cross platforms yet. I don't understand what is wrong. Like, I get it. You want me to buy the game 17 times. Fine. I'll buy your fucking game. But let me play the game that I played. I don't want to play the game again. Like, give me the game. Give me option to play with people like Kevin who just fucking hate everything but PC. And then he gets a game like 7 years after it's released. And I already beat it. Like, I want to play with Kevin.
You played it on the PlayStation then?
Yeah, I want to play with Kevin, but I don't want to have to play through the entire game again. And it's like, I don't understand. Nintendo patched the fucking Switch to get Bluetooth. Why can't these games go back and release a patch to do like a cross-cloud save? Like, Divinity does it. All the Epic games do it. Like, Epic is a shining beacon of what every game should be. Like, as much as you might hate Fortnite, I can play Fortnite on my PC, my PlayStation, my phone, my Switch.
I've never
Xbox.
Played Fortnite, but I get the sense I could play it on my watch.
You probably
and it
could.
It would still cloud sync it to, like, my balls.
And the thing is, you could drop out of a game, go to your next system, and pick up a game
on
within 15 minutes. Like,
yeah.
And not have to worry about this or that or any of that shit. Like, I don't understand why five-star games, especially games that, propose a multiplayer. Like, oh, you can play with your friends in Marvel Avengers. Cool. I can't really play with my friends, though, if we're not on the same system. So your game sucks, first and foremost. Secondarily, like, even if we are across systems, let me load my save data. And maybe they have it, and I'm just being a bitch, but I really don't want to have to play that game again, because it's very long. Because Marvel Avengers is basically, like, Borderlands-style game. Like, you just grind and grind and grind and grind mobs and get better stuff, and you have to fight a lot of fucking people to get through that game.
Did you want an answer,
Finn,
or did you just want to be mad?
Want an answer about what?
Why this is so hard.
I don't believe that you could provide me an answer that would be sufficient, since I don't know that you understand all of the technology unless you've just Googled it or have been working in game design for a long time.
My speculation is that there's two factors. One is being on one of the game networks versus another, it's easier to utilize their servers or their server architecture, which makes it harder to convert it to the other server like architecture. It's kind of like storing stuff on Amazon S3, but then someone says, why can't you just move it to Google Blob Storage? And it's like, oh man, like that's hard. I got to do a lot of work.
Yeah,
to get
but
there,
you could patch
care.
It in, right? Like you could do it after the fact. It's nothing
you
that
could,
would require
but it doesn't.
Like
it doesn't
that.
Necessarily close you any deals. You know, that's the problem.
I disagree with that. Like, it does. It 100% does. Like you would get me to buy your game again if I could not have to replay it and yet play with.
I think
people.
The question is that they already got your money once. The number of people whose money they're going to get twice may not be worth their time.
Yeah, I get that economics can make a decision there, but that doesn't explain why people don't do it up front when it could be something that they could just do in the front of the design. Because it's not impossible. Oh. We've already know it's not impossible. And we already know games with a lot less function do it. So like,
it is more work. And Epic together. Probably hosts all their shit outside of all of that.
Well, fine,
they probably
don't
touch any
Epic.
Of those services.
Like, do Final Fantasy 14. Mm, you can
Minecraft.
Cross save on PlayStation.
Well, Final
Minecraft,
Fantasy,
like,
yeah.
What do you want?
I had a simultaneously amazing experience and a pain in the ass experience with this over that thing that we were all not working around.
What?
Go on.
Christmas? I didn't want to. Yeah, I didn't.
Christmas.
I didn't want to interrupt your rant because it was a good rant. Yeah, but I okay. No. So one of the grandparents got one of the kids Minecraft Dungeons for the Switch, the cartridge.
Hot.
Yeah. And I've been playing, you know, the Xbox Live on the PCs, and I decided to download it. And I was able to just jump in. Allie put the game in her Switch, everything updated. And since we were friends through Microsoft, we just were able to connect and play. I was at a higher level than she was. It didn't matter. We just played. And then I was like, I wonder how it plays on the Switch. So this part took a little more fidgeting, but I was able to upload my character to the interwebs and then put the game in my Switch with that same cartridge. And download
to Microsoft servers, right?
Yep. And then immediately just play right where I left off. And then I was able to move it back to my computer and play again with the kids. Like, it was just like, why don't all games do this amazing thing? It was so convenient. It was a pain because
good
it was
guy
fidgety.
Microsoft.
It was a little bit fidgety.
But well, I guess where I'm getting at, though, there is, like, it's going to be something that's going to be a decision point in the future. Like,
oh, no,
if
you're
your five-star
right. They
game,
should just fucking do it.
If your five-star game, and this is, I'm ranting, I'm not ranting about, like, Among Us. Like, if Among Us doesn't have cloud saving, that's fine. Or, like, games like that. Anything under,
do.
I know, that's the joke. But, like, anything under, like, $40 a piece, like, okay, I'm not going to ding you on it, right? Like, but if you're a five-star game, and one of your main selling points in your game is multiplayer, and you're not supporting any kind of cross-platform stuff, like, even if that's not cross-platform play, it's just, like, cross-platform cloud transfers for saving, like, I guess I'm just disappointed in you. Like, I'm the dad that's just kind of disappointed in you. Like, yeah, you definitely did something, son, but...
Well, you half-assed it.
Yeah.
But at least you used your ass, I guess.
Yeah, at least, yeah. At least you gave everybody
a big guy. I agree with you. It's dumb. They should just fix it.
I agree with your point, but it's also the fact that, like, most of the people that run these companies and make these sort of business decisions aren't necessarily the same people that type, like, play it or inhabit
but
this. They're looking at it from they're looking at it from a monetary aspect. If I don't support crossplay, then I sell a different console. And I sell a different game. That's still money
well,
in my bank.
That's fine. I don't. Again, my point isn't necessarily about cross play. It's about like cross save transfer stuff. Like Divinity, yeah. The Original Sin does it, where I can basically have played a game on Divinity and then I use their like kind of software account. So like Kendrick, this is a big infrastructure thing you mentioned earlier. Is like you do have to have some type of like off platform save stuff, right? Everybody yeah. kind of has it, but not everybody has it in a way that can be moved
well,
around.
And not everybody's like doubled down on Epic.
Yeah.
Triple downed on their like account system, their store system, that whole thing. It's huge for them. It's a massive part of their ecosystem. Yep. Microsoft really doubled down on that one. That's a massive thing. Microsoft went so hard on it that they let other systems use it.
Yeah.
But you don't really see Sony letting you log in on a Nintendo, right?
No, not... Well, yeah, because... Well, I guess I've never seen the Microsoft version, but I what I was going to mention was, like, to your point, Joe, like, I definitely agree. Cross-play is, like, hard. It's, like, it's something that I think is in the realm of, like, there's too many downsides, right? Like you said, you don't make any money from it because you don't have to buy your game again, etc. Like, I totally agree.
And all the PC gamers would just crush all the console gamers because it's a demonstrably better platform.
But, like, then it's funny. Like, that's why I'm, like, if Epic is anything to go off of based off of their success, like, that kind of thing, I guess, would make sense to me to try to do. I'm trying to think of other cross-platform games that aren't just, like, Final Fantasy, or, like, MMOs, basically, you know?
But I say it facetiously, but it's also kind of true. The mouse and keyboard has a tendency to destroy people with controllers.
But it's
unfun.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that in Fallout or Fortnite at all. But
well, even with something I've been seeing slightly recently with the Halo Infinite multiplayer is... Because I'm pretty sure there's that and Sea of Thieves kind of has that. Because you can do... Sea of Thieves and Halo Infinite both have Xbox and PC cross-platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the problems they're running into is that it's a lot easier to do a lot of console cheating and importing, like, you know, cheats, fail safes and bug launches through PC than it is to console.
Yeah.
So there's actually a bigger contingency for cheating in that.
It's also less competitive. Like, people aren't fighting tournaments and shit in Sea of Thieves that I'm aware of, right?
Right.
And it's less precise. So, like, one of the things that people talk about with, like, first-person shooters is the mouse is just a more... It's literally a more precise tool than a thumbstick, right?
Right.
This makes it an unfair advantage against... If you just pit A and B, right? What I think Fortnite is probably doing, and those other cross-platform controller-based games, is they're probably making heavy use of aim assist in ways that are now so sophisticated that you don't recognize that you're being assisted.
Yeah, they also are... They are going pretty heavy in on gyro controls. So when you're aiming, you can, you know, waggle the controller around to get more precise.
You can just tweak it.
Yeah.
And if you do it right, you can combine both gyro and your aiming stick and your auto assist and make it feel like you helped. When in reality, the game tried to help balance it out for you, right?
Right.
So they're smarter than us now.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like there's still a lot of to your point, Kyle, there's still kind of that weird gap area where you can't, like, reload your save onto a different, like, onto a console because the cloud save doesn't necessarily
work. But I agree with Kyle's chagrin. It's 2021 for a couple more minutes, and we should have this. This is not that hard. I mean, it isn't. It's stupid. I was making reasons and explanations, but in practicality, throw a dev team at it for a couple of weeks, they should have it figured out. Ultimately, what that tells me then is it's probably more contractual than anything.
Yeah,
there's
got to
be some kind of legal red tape in between. There's got to be.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking is, like, there's just some nonsense about how they're not allowed to support, like, cross-platform saving because, you know, technically all of your stuff is backed up on PSN or Xbox, Microsoft Network or whatever, right? So you
right.
can, like, cross-save any PlayStation to any other PlayStation or whatever. I don't know how that
right.
stuff works.
And that,
like,
just makes me more mad.
Yeah. It's like they're trying, but again, games like Divinity are just, like, give them the middle finger and they still get made for all the systems, so I'm not really sure if, like...
Well, so the other factor there is when you save something to the cloud, that costs them money forever until that cloud file, like, gets deleted, which you'd be very upset if it did, right? So
without
a subscription payment
sure.
model, it gets a bit weird because, like, they need to somehow pay... Now, not like poor Epic is carefully minding their credit card statements to make sure they can pay their cloud saves. Like, no, but like, it does cost them money to host that shit, and then they're only charging you up front for the game, so they're trying to play that like amortization game where it's like, well, you paid $50 for the game and you're going to play it for X amount of time, but we have to put your save file in storage, and that costs us a nickel a month or what, you know, whatever. Like, they have to start minding that ROI.
Yeah, I think way the PlayStation Network does it is it doesn't only back some stuff you ask it to, and you have a finite amount that you're allowed to, like, it doesn't just
do PlayStation
everything
charges you, doesn't it?
I don't think they charge you for cloud transfer stuff, but I don't know for sure, because it's hard to know what they charge you for when you're paying for it already. Like, you know.
Yeah, I thought that PlayStation was a subscription fee.
The PlayStation Network stuff is, or PlayStation Plus, but so you have to have PlayStation Plus to play online, but I'm not sure you have to have that in order to do like save transfer stuff.
Well, I'm talking up my ass here. I got no idea what's going on. I haven't played a video game since 1984.
You played one like the other day. I watched you.
No.
Okay.
Shit.
All I'm really
who was that?
Is that like Kevin's finally deciding that he wants to enjoy a game that I've played all the way through and played into the ground. And I have to play the game again to play it with him, which is like, they already fucked this game in the ass so hard that the single player is the best part of it. And like, now I'm like, oh man, it would be cool like to be able to play this game with Kevin, somebody who, you know, isn't super salty about the game already. But nope. No luck.
I just found it on Xbox and I was like, cool, Marvel game.
I mean, to be fair, the campaign is pretty cool, and like, it's fun. It's just, it gets super duper repetitive because they decided to make everything you fight be aim instead of like, hey, remember that time the Avengers fought like thousands of other enemies? Like, let's just make the same enemy with like bigger armor, and then it takes longer to kill. And it's like, it's like bullet spongy without having to shoot a gun ever.
You're just, yeah, like, that's not good. That's
wailing, wailing. You're like Hulk wailing on enemies. And you're like, I just did the finishing move, and it took away like half his life. So, but like, why isn't he dead? So I don't know. I don't know if you've noticed that yet, Kevin.
Other half.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
But it's so far, it's like a cool story. Yeah, it's a good looking game.
Yeah. And to be fair, like it is fun. Like there's five characters you play, and you can play as or six or something, and they're all pretty unique and it's really open maps and stuff. But nah.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Check out, what was it? Marvel, Lego, My Ego.
If you can get
Xbox
it for free or
Marvel
less than
Ultimate
$10,
Alliance
get it.
For somewhere else.
Marvel
Avengers.
Ultimate,
no, it's not
Gargle
Ultimate Alliance. It's
Alliance.
Just called Marvel Avengers.
Marvel.
Just fucking go play Marvel Ultimate.
Ball gargling.
Dude, the new Ultimate Alliance sucked too.
Ultima Online forever.
years.
It's free on
years.
Xbox Live. So.
One more D.
Anyway.
Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody.
Oh my god.
Buy
is
some
that
merch.
Time? Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knew?
Happy New Year.
Not yet.
Shit.
Bye.
I mean, it will.
Yet.
No, but it
no,
will
wait.
Be actually.
Shit,
no,
it
I'm
was.
Being, like, Happy New Year tomorrow.
I don't know how time works.
Happy New Year tomorrow.
Happy New Year tomorrow, guys.
Fuck.
Bye.
Bye.